in breaking news this morning. Shots have been fired in a suburban street south of Melbourne where a man's been barricaded in a house for 14 hours. The man in his 40s is armed with a knife and has four other people in the house with him. Police believe the same man was involved in a stabbing earlier yesterday, which left a 45-year-old man with life-threatening injuries. Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison is expected to announce a worsening deficit in the mid-year budget update today. Economist Paul Bloxham says the falling commodity prices, particularly iron ore, are likely to push the deficit to between $38 and $39 billion.
The iron ore price that was assumed at budget was $48 a tonne, and now it's sitting a bit below $40 a tonne. So less revenue, that makes the budget deficit larger over the horizon and makes the challenge that the government faces even bigger.
Paul Bloxham there. Now, one man is dead and another has been critically injured after a crane toppled at a construction site in Brisbane's inner city last night. The crane fell just after 7 p.m, crushing two men beneath. Liberal MP Ian McFarlane will make a decision on his future in the new year after losing a bid to switch to the National Party. Federal Liberal National MP Ewan Jones has described Ian McFarlane's bid as a brain explosion. Sydney's preparing to mark the first anniversary of the Martin Place siege with a service this evening. Barrister Katrina Dawson and cafe manager Tori Johnson were killed when Manharon Monis took 17 people hostage inside the Lindt Cafe.